The national park system is short of money. It's facing cuts and closures as millions of Americans and foreign visitors prepare to flock to the parks this spring and summer. A leaked memo in which superintendents were asked to cut back on hours and guided ranger tours provided the backdrop for the system's annual budget hearing on Capitol Hill. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
While members of a House Appropriations Subcommittee chose to focus on what they considered to be an excessive travel budget by park employees, it became clear during the course of the hearing the problems facing the park system aren't going to be solved by nickel and diming. Republican George Nethercutt couldn't hide his exasperation.
I guess I'm struggling to understand why in the world, as the director, somebody can't get a handle on this. Who's minding the store here?
Park Service Director Fran Minella tried to reassure the committee by pledging to curtail travel and to personally sign off on major projects. But that wasn't enough for Democrats and Republicans on the panel, who demanded to know, for example, why the Statue of Liberty is still closed and why the number of rangers system-wide has dropped precipitously. Minella repeated her reassurances.
We are hoping to find through some of the savings measures I have already mentioned earlier, dealing with elimination of the foreign travel and some of the other actions. We hope that funding will be enough to assist us in some of the areas of concern.
Concern was bolstered by a recently leaked memo made public by former Park Service employees. The memo suggests closing parks and visitor centers on weekends and federal holidays, scaling back on rangers and lifeguards, and how to do so without alarming the media, the public, or Congress. Minella now says that won't happen in response to a question from Tennessee Republican Zach Womp.
Can you just say, relative to the memo, go ahead and let us know today that the discussions of closing parks on Sundays and Mondays, you can just repudiate that. That's not going to happen.
That
We're
going to
make sure that doesn't happen. We're going to keep these parks open.
Going to keep those parks open. And now we do have some, and I just want to be on record that we may make management decisions, but it won't be based on deciding that we don't have adequate funding. We are trying to shift funds.
But Minella's task may be more difficult than it appears on paper. While the parks have received annual incremental increases in funding, they've also taken on more responsibility for firefighting, crime, and homeland security. Moving to Code Orange, for example, cost the parks $63,000 a day in additional security. The Park Service spent $10 million this past year on terrorism alerts, money that came out of ranger talks and trail repairs. Ron Tipton, executive director of the National Parks Conservation Association, an advocacy group for the parks, says the system is chronically underfunded.
They don't have enough rangers. They don't have enough law enforcement people. They don't have enough interpreters. They don't have enough people, period, in the national parks. And they don't have enough money to run the parks at a reasonable level. And I think that's becoming crystal clear to the American public and increasingly evident to political leaders.
Neither Congress nor the administration is prepared to earmark huge increases for the parks, despite an acknowledged $600 million maintenance backlog. Still, neither body wants to be blamed for the deterioration of the parks, or worse, park closures. The committee's ranking Democrat, Norm Dick, suggested taking a hard look at new construction.
It's the responsibility of this committee to reprioritize, Mr. Chairman. I think you and I agree on this, and take these monies that from other parts of the budget within the Park Service and put it back into the base. We cannot allow this to continue to erode.
But as Dix is the first to admit, the erosion is already occurring. In his home state of Washington, for example, Olympic National Park is losing most of its seasonal rangers, and a visitor center in the gateway community of Forks, hard hit by logging industry layoffs, will be open just 2 to 3 days a week. These measures at parks nationwide come just after the Department of Interior kicked off national and international campaigns to increase visitors to the parks. Still, the appropriations process has just begun, and the Senate has yet to weigh in, and park advocates like Tipton hope election year politics will play a role as well.
All of this attention is positive for the most part because I think Congress feels some pressure, and hopefully the administration feels some pressure, to step up and help take care of the parks.
Park Service Director Minella says it's just a balancing act, but members of Congress say they want to see her again before the final bill is written. Elizabeth Arnold, NPR News.